Gracias, David. Gracias. Thanks, David. And thanks, Steve, por albergarnos en San Francisco. Mi nombre es Giancarlo Guapaya. I am a worker of Carver House Press. And also, I am a poet. I will read two poems with Ryan. Ryan also is a worker of Cartonera Collective and the translator of some of my poems. Entonces voy a comenzar a leer en español and Ryan will read in English. These poems are of the part of the book called Gamer. This is the level, I think, 5. El tercer módulo es un atlas de legalidades por el que desfilan monedas, documentos, títulos de deuda, elementos de colección, para comprarse, venderse, liquidarse una y otra vez, con la inflación que les permite la habitación con espejos y lucecitas. Fotofobia del ojo no registra la trampa y sigue, con la inflación que le permite la velocidad del fraude para ocultar en mercados rentables vacíos. Los reflejos van eléctricos, son microbios que provocan alergias oculares. El piso se abre, en una legalidad tras otra, reboto con sonido de 8 bits, en una cadena que necesita acumular golpes para ganar. Valor de mercado, ilumina, golpe avisa, suena y suma, mientras nunca termino de caer. Brazos metálicos se incrustan de la forma que te enseña que tu cuerpo es un movimiento financiero. En este pinball, insert coin.
I need two mics, apparently. All right. The third module is a legal atlas with a marching parade of currencies, documents, debt, securities, collectibles to be bought, sold, liquidated over and over again with the inflation permitted by the room of mirrors and little lights. The eye's photophobia doesn't register the trick and continues with the inflation permitted by the velocity of fraud to hide loopholes in profitable markets. The reflections go electrics, they are microbes provoking ocular allergies. The floor opens up into one legality after another. I bounce around with 8-bit sound effects and is in a chain that needs to collect hits to gain market value. It lights up, the hits warn, ping, and add together while I never stop falling. Metallic arms get stuck in the form showing you that your body is transaction in this pinball machine. Insert coin.
Acá, ¿no?
Construye un muro de televisores en donde los últimos 9 presidentes de los US presidents están dando su primer discurso presidencial. No hay audio, solo gesticulaciones. Construye un muro de parlantes frente al muro de pantallas donde Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump son un coro silencioso de populismo. Conectamos los muros mediante una hora quemada, se extiende. Desde una consola jugamos con los volúmenes. La peculiaridad del daño se va perdiendo. Lo subimos todos a su máxima ganancia. Frente a frente, sus imágenes y sus estridencias se queman. Cojo sus ruidos, sus tejidos en una botella con gasolina. Los mezclo, palabras encadenadas por gravedad se ahogan. Una mecha sale para prender la Molotov.
That's gonna be hard. Okay, so I'm gonna read from Abel No Fences. Here, Jose Antonio Villarán did the translation, but I'm gonna read the translation as well. And so I'm just gonna kick him out of the project. The texts are based on images, and that's my dad. Don Marcos siempre habló con sus manos, siempre fue mano de obra por años en dos países, el mismo día en dos idiomas, trabajó con el habla de sus manos, perdió un dedo trabajando, esa ausencia, ese silencio, dice mucho. 2. Don Marcos always talked with his hands, always was hand laborer for years in two countries, the same day, in two languages, he worked with the talk of his hands. He lost a finger working. That absence, that silence, speaks volumes. And again, my dad, wearing a blue cap. Don Marcos, ¿usted siempre usó gorra? Sí, mijo, lo que casi nunca usé fue la cabeza. Don Marcos, ¿cuántas veces lo deportaron? Una o dos. ¿Perdió la cuenta, don Marcos? Mijo, perdí todo. Nine. Don Marcos, did you always use a baseball cap? Yes, son. What I rarely used was my head. Don Marcos, how many times were you deported? Once or twice. You lost track, Don Marcos? My son, I lost everything.
Thanks, Steve, Elise, David, for making this happen. It's really cool. Omar and I were in class earlier, and I went to school here. So this is like very special for me. I get to hang out with one of my colleagues as an undergraduate. This is like coming back home. It's great. So I'll also read a couple of poems from a book I'm working on called The Open Pit. If I were more concerned with material accumulation, you would perhaps have more things, more toys, more books. We could even buy an apartment instead of rent one. Do you feel like you have enough? Sometimes, I feel like I'm not being intelligent as a parent. And then I remember that view when I was young, that hill on the horizon. You could see it clearly from the country club near our house. How different it looked at night, glowing ambers lined up in endless geometrical patterns. And during the day, dirt roads, no sewage, trash, esteras. For you, for us to have more things, places like this need to exist. I think that's how it works. I should also say that the book is a letter to my 6-year-old son. That's relevant. The original infrastructure of future battlefields. To maintain the fortress, metabolic bodies in constant motion, amniotic fluid running through your nostrils, pulsations generating rhythm, body movement without structure, leaching ponds laid out in endless geometric patterns, fractured mountains, a network of swollen arteries, muscles stretching, the lack of phosphorus, a maze of embryonic tissue, the original infrastructure of future battlefields. Let's try that again. Instructions on how to maintain the fortress. Shake the necessary number of metabolic bodies thrust in constant motion. Count every single object arriving on time through a nameless conveyor belt. Be more specific, be more subversive, be more effective, be more non-economic. A network of swollen arteries, tailings pumping mercury into the reservoirs, an insatiable thirst for speed. Know this, or at least to draw from. Instructions, this world, beyond future, within capitalism. How? He likes to stare at walls. Let's try that again. To extend the vortex, metabolic bodies in tungsten potions, amniotic fluid running through our nostrils, rhythm generating pulsations, body movement, sit down further, teaching songs played out in endless geometrical tatters. The back is monstrous, a trace of tectonic fissures, juridical and stark crutches. How would this translate into Spanish? Okay, so that was the part that kind of went okay. We are now gonna we want to try something that we put together for this space. So we have a number of words, concepts that we've been playing around with for weeks, months, years maybe, and they're both in English and in Spanish. So we thought we would play around with a list of words, but also we want to ask some of you to help us. So we have some index cards. We're going to give you an index card. If you could please just write a concept, a word, whatever, and we'll put it into our little deck of terms that we are going to somehow unpack together in a trilectic conversation. We think it's going to work. We hope.
We hope.
So, yes, we need some of you to help.
Okay.
Oh, no, we don't. We definitely do not. But I think you should have one.
Okay.
¿Le hice las dos?
Sí, o es una. Es,
sí. Yes, one word per person.
Concept. You got one?
Oh. Va, ponlo.
More.
¿No eran tres nada más?
Pues ya, es que, ya. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Let's throw them into the deck now. Mm-hmm. Just one word.
Cool.
Thank you. Ooh, that's a good one.
Whoa.
Nice.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I know. Crap.
Catharsis.
All right. So we wanted to make this somehow playful and ludic and random. So we have our deck. We've prepared some responses. And now we're going to see how it goes.
Okay, so.
So. You have the deck, Omar?
Yeah. Dun 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 dun.
Let's do it.
Home.
I'll go. I'm not sure where home is anymore. It used to be in Peru. It used to be in Lima, but not anymore. San Francisco is kind of like home, and also not really. And also not really, especially in recent years. And also in recent years, I don't feel like home in San Francisco anymore. Home. Like I felt that first time when I went to play pickup football matches in the Mission with my brother Kiko, who is now dead. And he loved San Francisco. He wanted his ashes to be spread here, in the ocean, because this was his home. Home. This was his home.
Cuando me dicen go back home, puedo pensar en cinco lugares distintos. También puedo pensar en las posibilidades de traducción de Homeland Security. ¿Qué diría la Madre Tierra o la Pachamama al estar tan cercanas a este término? My house is your home es un sentido menos concreto que mi casa es tu casa.
And then within the dynamic, I'm supposed to like put these two together. But that was like last night, really hopeful, like hopefully thinking, but okay.
I think you should try.
So Lima, San Francisco, go back home. A third skin of migration patterns that make of home your shoes.
It's happening. It's gonna happen. Pasado.
Yo solo puedo pensar en José José.
I misread this as posada. and I wrote that Christmas festivity.
Hasta la belleza cansa y el amor acaba en una posada.
Violencia.
Violence.
We speak American in America. We speak American in America. And after putting up with this punk-ass, drunk-ass kid for the past 10 minutes, who kept trying out his best phrases in Spanish with us, and after watching him pester my friend Chris and Roberto, and put his arms around them as if they were the best of friends, as they sat on the bar in Casanova on 16th and Valencia, and after we asked him politely to leave us alone, we speak American in America. We speak American in America. And before my brain could figure out what was going on, my hand was already grabbing his neck and tossing him headfirst towards a bunch of empty tables. We speak American in America. We speak American in America. In San Francisco? In the Mission?
Yeah. This, I need to. Puedo pensar, I can sing in using a question. ¿Cuál es la mejor forma? La pueden responder si quieren. Demostrar your hate en un poema.
It's a question.
Ajá.
Well, the best way to show my hate in a poem.
Because you are a human. You.
It is. Well, in your case, it's fist fighting. Language. Language is the fighting ring of hate. And, well, not only hate, but in this case, yeah. Yeah.
Is violence ever justified? I'm not sure.
¿Quién saca? ¿Yo saco? I'm last already.
Yeah, you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is this? ¿Qué significa?
Sizzle.
Sizzle.
This is the crowd word.
So then you.
I'll start.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about Sizzler now. Sizzle. Sizzle, pero sizzle también suena como así. Sizzle, 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 sizzler. Not really sure.
¿Qué es sizzle, güey? Both John Carlos and I are pretty confused.
Yeah, I am.
I am looking at the meaning. My bilingualism has limits with sizzle.
Yeah, I'm looking the meaning
like
in lingui.
Sassy.
No. Oh. Como la carne que. Yeah.
It's sizzling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, carne asada. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were cheese. Trying to figure out a way to stump us, and this worked.
Chisporrotear.
Ajá.
Chisporrotear.
Chisporrotear. Se me
chisporroteó. Qué buena palabra. Chisporrotear.
Se me chisporroteó el Chapulín Colorado.
Yeah. Okay. That was tough.
Yeah. I'll do it. Ooh.
Masculinity. Ooh.
Enter.
Ooh.
Todas las masculinidades contemporáneas se construyen sobre la idea del derecho a matar, dice Virgin Despentes. Una masculinidad de poeta no es una masculinidad de king del fútbol. También lo dice ella. También soy diseñador. ¿Cuál sería mi masculinidad? Last night, my friend José Antonio referred to me as a heterosexual guy. My wife corrected him. Hay obviamente un movimiento reaccionario de chicos blancos autoconvencidos de que en los 50 hubieran sido mejor tratados.
También lo dice Virgin Despentes. Además, existe una masculinidad que se imagina que su malestar viene del trabajo de las feministas, de los gays y de los movimientos postcoloniales.
My father's incapacity to boil an egg.
Derecho a matar, la masculinidad del poeta, tres tristes escritores hombres, un huevo. Because where the fuck does masculinity come from?
Well.
Madre.
I wrote down birth and the one link to earth and land, y complemento con ausencia. Mm-hmm.
Chinga tu madre. Ni madres. No tiene madre. De poca madre. Me dieron en la madre. Desmadre. Madreando. Madrecita. Tu madre. Puta madre. La madre. Gracias, madre. Siempre. Gracias, madre.
With mother, we made a spreadsheet in Google Docs, and I yo escribí todas estas acepciones y yo solamente voy a leer lo que puso José Antonio al costado de todas las jergas que yo propuse. Que quede claro que todo esto lo voy a usar en una de las respuestas intervenciones. Ja ja ja, pero en serio.
Yo saco, ¿verdad? Right? No. Sí, ¿dónde?
Yo.
¿Tú?
Sí.
No, él sacó.
No, tú sacaste madre.
Saqué, sí.
Gracias. The linking mechanism is important.
Fence.
Like, on the fence. Like, a fence. A fence that you can see through and probably also climb or cut through. And also there to remind you that there's a line that divides what's yours and mine, what's private property, what's off limits, a fence. You can see through, so you can see what you can't have, so you can see a fence to bait you, to taunt you, hoping you'll snap and plunge blithely towards the fence, which is now electrified, and they're smiling on the other side. Actually, it's more of a grin, all of them wearing Ray-Bans.
No.
Mm-hmm. Cuidando la fence de mi barrio había un perro.
Un perro with ravens with a grain looking at you through a fence. Beware of dog, beware of fence.
Avatar.
¿Qué hubiese sido de América si los chinos la colonizaban? Dice mi avatar. Agrega que piensa en los mercados asiáticos que están regulados de pies a cabeza.
Mi padre tenía un avatar que era él mismo con otro nombre con el que podía trabajar en otro país until one day he got busted at the border and he was still calling himself that other name that was not his birth name and the immigration officer was telling him, no, that's not your name. It is my name. No, it's not your name. That guy's dead.
Chinos los colonizaba, Asian markets, pies a cabeza, era el mismo con otro nombre, got busted at the border. That's not your name, the customs officer said.
My turn?
Creo que sí. ¿Sí es tu turno?
No sé. ¿Sí?
Revolution.
My city, Tijuana, never went actually through a revolution. It was kind of too young of a city when the Mexican Revolution happened, but it did, and it still has its main street called Revolution and Revolucion, which is now kind of dead or coming back to life. But during the 90s, there was kind of a big scene of bars, and if you would drink too much, your head would spin.
Mi tía siempre nos decía que en el Perú nunca hubo una revolución real, y entonces la gente nunca se sentó en la misma mesa a conversar sobre el futuro.
Mm. My turn? Omar's turn.
I would like to know what you guys think about this war, revolution. Anyone would like to answer? Huh?
I think it means change.
Change.
Change. Who else?
It's bringing awareness to a social problem and basically making a group together or creating a group together to go against that problem.
That problem has a name, and it's usually also a body, and it's usually blood within that. So yeah, mm. Yeah. Can see through you. Through you. Land.
How do I land? Lando Lakes. Landed. I feel like land is a very complicated word, even though it's really easy to spell. Land. L-A-N-D.
Returned to your land. Tierra, suelo, país, agricultura, campo, aterrizar, llegar, tomar tierra, traer a la orilla, sacar del agua, terrestre.
Land or lake, aterrizar, sacar del agua.
Mm-hmm. Sacar del agua.
Okay. some people think of it as a birthright. Some people think of it as up for grabs.
Home.
Again?
We had a home from the crowd. So maybe we should skip.
Oh, yeah.
Let's skip.
Skip.
Yeah.
Game. Game.
Mm-hmm. You have a whole poem.
In the game, I am the game.
A clever way out of responsibility.
I am the game. Responsibility, a clever way out.
¿Quién saca ahora?
Bien.
Pues estamos mucho tiempo con eso, ¿no?
Última. Last one.
Oh. Border, my home, the meeting ground of two equal but conflicting concepts.
As in, what's mine and yours, as in the mind of the mind, as in mine, o mine, mine por aquí, mine por allá, mine por donde sea, total, a nadie le importa realmente.
the mind of the mine, extraction, extractive, to extract, extractus, extrajere, to draw, to treat with a solvent, as in what's mine and yours, as in the mind of the mind, the mine.
Oh, yeah. Borde en español, cuando atraviesas el borde, caes de un lugar, viniendo de algún lugar, yendo de Estados Unidos a México, de México a Estados Unidos. ¿Hay una profundidad o es un precipicio?
So, in Spanish, borde means edge. So the question is what is there? Is there like a precipice after the border?
After the edge.
Cerramos.
Yeah.
Questions.